Okay, so okay, we're recording.
Okay, welcome to the Hanukkah VOD. For women. I want to utilize here a piece from Rav Dessler that has had an incredible impact on my Hanukkah and my Avodas Hashem, and several people have applied it, have said that they've had the best Hanukkahs they've ever had. So to explain what this is based on and what happens, it's like this. In the Gemara Shabbos, Chaf Beis Amid Beis, I believe, there's a debate between Hillel and Shammai on how our candles should appear each night of Hanukkah. Shammai says that we should start out with 8 candles, and then with each progressive day, go down 1, 7, 6, 5, etc. Hillel says the opposite, and that's what we do, of course, that we start off with 1, then 2, then 3, then 4. So the Gemara discusses their debate, where their sources were. Rabbi Dessler derives a very deep experiential way to relate to what they were talking about. He claims that they were debating, should we represent the way the average person's experience of Hanukkah, or should we represent the lofty person's experience of Hanukkah? If I were to ask you what's the most kind of inspiring, moving, sentimental part of Hanukkah, I presume it's the first night of Hanukkah. And unfortunately, I presume that with each passing day, the lighting of the candles, the alanisim, everything becomes less and less moving, less and less exciting. That is how most people experience Hanukkah, okay, the average person. And unfortunately, that's how the average person experiences life in general. If we ask people, especially people who don't live a Torah life, what's the most exciting, enjoyable part of marriage, it would probably be the wedding, the honeymoon, and then it would decrease afterwards more and more, okay? And let's bring this also to Shabbos. I remember when we lived in the Rova, there were care of organizations would call us to take guests. So one time they called us to, the person on the phone said, you know, can you take guests for Shabbos night? So I said, you know, I'm really sorry, we can't do it Shabbos night, but we'd be happy to take during the day. She said, no, we only send people out at night because the night of Shabbos is more spiritual. So unfortunately, we probably smile and feel like this woman who said this. And that's the reason is because we tend to be affected by the beginning of the experience. And then with the passage of time, if I ask you what your Shabbos afternoon is, other than groggy, we don't feel an intensification of the experience. Okay? Now, there's another way, and that's the way of the Talmidei Chachamim and the Tzaddikim. They actually are capable of increasing their experience of, let's say, of Hanukkah, of Shabbos, with the passage of time. They go in the reverse direction. So what's the difference? So Rav Dessler says there's a few reasons. So one of them is that the average person relies on the external features of the experience to feel something. So when the external features become more familiar, then naturally their excitement of that experience goes down. Okay, that's the secret of not experiencing increasing excitement. What did the righteous do in the Talmidei Chachamim? They start off like everyone else. They have the excitement from the external experience, but they reflect more and more deeply on the experience, and they immerse themselves into to the degree that they get more involved, not less involved, with what they're doing. Okay, that's one key secret of what they do. The other thing is they take these moedim and these experiences of Hashem personally. Okay, they take them as a gift from Hashem to them. Think of how excited our kids are. Every night they muster up some excitements because they're getting a new gift, right? So this is something that we this is an approach that we can really take advantage of on Hanukkah. So in order to do that, one of the key things in order to, let's say, make the experience of lighting the candles additionally meaningful, more meaningful, is take a moment, take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and reflect on how Hanukkah is a gift to you personally. Think about the fact that if Hashem had not saved the idealistic Torah observant Jews at that time in the temple, that if it weren't for them, think of how empty your life would be, how empty of Torah and spirituality. So that's one way, for example, that's one way you can think of Hanukkah as a gift for you to open each night, is to take a little time to reflect, okay? The other thing is when the familiar songs that will be sung many, many times, Al Anisim, all these things are done, make sure you're singing them to Hashem. Appreciate what you're saying, okay? The more it's just a familiar tune from the past, the less it can move you, okay? So try, when singing the songs that are part of Hanukkah, to try to be involved with them and towards Hashem. Okay, and finally, what I suggest you do right now, so that to stack the odds in your favor, that instead of the experience dwindling with each night, but really increases, or even halavai that we kept the flame, the same flame burning, which was the miracle actually, is the same candle continued to burn. It wasn't that there were increasing a fire and things like this. So one thing to do that is to right now to pray to Hashem for Siyat Shmaya, that you'll be able to have your Hanukkah experience not be rote, but be meaningful and grow each day. Okay.